New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. It is official, the Royals have scored a run in a baseball game for the first time, Sip, in 28 innings.
Whoa,
They won last night, snapped a 7-game skid.
Nice.
And they needed the ghost runner in the 10th inning to do so. If you're new to baseball
Sip, that is new, yes.
What's happening?
In extra innings to try to speed up games and get them over quicker, not go 20 innings. Uh-huh. Every team starts off with a runner on second base with no outs.
But there's a real runner.
There's a runner, it's a real person, but they don't...
It's not, you don't just say, no, he's scoring.
Go score.
Make a play at home, there's no one there.
Trust me, the ghost scored.
Is there a real runner?
All right. Trust me, he was fast.
It's not
he
a
scored.
Ghost.
The idea of a ghost runner.
All right. We start off a little rough.
Yes, there is a little rough.
There is a real runner at second base.
They put
base,
a runner on
second whether you like that or not.
And the term is ghost.
Second base. Yeah,
is it a real runner?
The Royals win 1-0 cheating fashion to give that guy the one run you had. So the 7-game skid's over.
Good.
So you get an RBI for that.
I feel bad. No, he actually didn't get an RBI.
Why is that?
I look because he
two
guy,
pass balls.
No, I was looking at the box score. They did not give him an RBI because that guy should not have been there in the first place.
So they don't
interesting.
Get
it's it counts as a run.
Interesting.
Counts as a win, but he does not give an RBI
you don't get
to
a run
Bobby.
Can you imagine the sports writers right now from the 1960s and this is happening?
Like say
covering
what now?
Baseball. There it is. Imagine Harry Carey.
No.
Let's get the ghost runner out there.
No. Wouldn't work out.
Like there's a pitch clock now. You can only throw two times to first base.
Don't mind the pitch clock.
Oh, I don't either.
I'm telling you right now, there's several things that I love. The pitch clock and the first base. When they throw it for the 19th time to the guy, it's a foot off
it's
the
like,
base.
Really?
It's like, really?
That's yeah, what we're I'm doing? In favor of. I'm in favor of that change.
I didn't know you had strong feelings about that.
I do.
We know Bill loves baseball. Bill, big baseball guy.
Now, you didn't play it, did you?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
High level.
American
Legion.
You play Legion ball?
Legion ball.
What position?
What position? Second base.
What are you saying? We had parallel lives. So I played Legion ball.
Second base.
I was
I was a vacuum over there.
Couldn't get it by, Bill.
Yeah.
Now, Sip asked me an important question before the show. I gave him a stat about also one last baseball thing I promised from last night.
No, you're fine.
The San Diego Padres went to the L.A. Dodgers, won the game 4-2. Sip asked me the question. I told him this. The Padres won the game on a defensive triple play. For third time in the last 40 years, a game has ended like that in baseball. You asked me what's better, winning on a walk-off home run or a triple play. I would say that because it never happens. Yeah. That's so rare.
And walk-offs are like, there's like one every night.
And it's cool. That's great.
There's no walk-up every
feels like there can't
in my
be.
Mind, there is.
Feels like there's one every game. Every day.
Every day. That's what I say. Every day.
Okay,
I think
every day, somewhere, there's a walk-off.
Yeah.
You don't see a walk-off triple play.
No.
On the road at Treves Ravine, by the way. At the Dodgers.
Rival.
Wow. That's cool.
So the Padres and Dodgers is a heated rivalry.
That's real.
Yeah, it's like, can I say it? It's like Texas A&M, Texas almost. It's no, Bill, it is hot. I've been to a game. I saw Maddox pitch in Chavez Ravine, and I was struck by how intense it was. I mean, it was an intense environment. Rivalry. Now, maybe not Texas A&M. I don't know that I'd go too far back on that.
It's real.
Anyway.
But isn't Dodgers Giants bigger?
Help us.
Help us out.
I'm going to say yes.
I say Dodgers Giants.
I'm going to say yes. Dodgers Giants definitely.
Fans beat each other up for that one. They beat each other up for the Padres. Will they fight each other?
In
the Padres?
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Do you have a jersey on?
402-464-5685. Is a Giants-Dodgers rivalry hotter than L.A.-San Diego?
I think it is.
We have some people out there.
Well, the Giants have been a lot better longer than the Padres have. Padres have been good the last couple of years. They were good in the 90s, of course, many years, but they took many years off.
Giants-Dodgers.
The Giants have been pretty good continuously. Not great this year.
Royals status.
The Royals right now, thank you, Bill,
really
for
happy.
Asking.
He's really happy.
The Royals are still tied for the second wild card with the Tigers, who keep winning, and they're now.
So they could get a wild card.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the Tigers, the Royals have the tiebreaker. The Royals would be, even though they're tied, it would be second. Tigers third. There's three wild cards. The Twins are two games back. The Mariners are 2.5 games back.
So the Royals are kind of guaranteed then?
No, they're not. They're not guaranteed. If they sweep this series and the Twins lose the rest of the games to the Marlins, who are horrible, they lost 4-1 to the Marlins, who have 99 losses on the season. They've lost at home to the Marlins last night. The Twins are worse than the Royals right now. If the Twins lose the series, the Royals sweep, then I believe the Royals go into that last series with a clinch of a wild card.
Okay.
So they can get swept their last series if they just take care of the Nationals, who are horrible.
You were down in Kansas City
with
Elizabeth in Scotland. Is Kansas City like transfixed? Is it?
No. I think it was. I think this last week has been really hurtful for that franchise. Mm-hmm. The fact they went 28 innings without a run.
Oh, yeah.
27 innings without a run.
Is that a record? It has to be.
I didn't do research.
I can't imagine what the longest streak is. We could probably go to Google. It's a search engine.
Where's Ben?
I have no idea.
I went to the bathroom.
Ben's not even here.
He's checked out.
Not even here.
I'll podcast your show, I guess.
Yes.
Catch you guys later afterwards.
I'll catch the show later.
No, he's here. Yeah, just probably.
But it might be the worst stretch for a playoff contending team ever. I mean, the White Sox may have gone and lost that many games. You know, that many games without a run this year. But But for a team that is tracking toward the playoffs, the last week of the season, they've got shut out for 27 innings, and thank God the Nationals also suck. Because the Royals win an extra inning.
Bill's question is probably in a AP story or the Kansas City Star.
We can Google this. We can Google this. What's the most innings? Most innings that a team has went when they didn't score a run.
Thank you. Please text in on that 464-56. If you've got the info. People are saying though that Giants Dodgers definitely way hotter than Dodgers Padres.
Okay, I'm not pushing back.
Okay,
the Padres Dodgers though it was significant. Seeing Maddox pitch was cool.
So Padres,
I had a Dodger
Dodgers. Ball. That's more New Mexico, New Mexico State.
Probably.
Yes.
There we go.
Heated.
It was heated.
We do have a bit of breaking news to get to in idle chit chat. Ready for this?
Let's do it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I like the sound.
Was informed by many people this morning and last night regarding a company very close to this show, the three-legged stool that Bill brought up months ago in Bill's Thrills. Schwann's company, been in business since 1952, is ceasing operations in November. RIP to the Schwann's truck, everything it meant to people in this life, it's going away. We saw a Schwann's truck out here months ago.
One of my favorite Bill Thrills, just talking about the Schwann's truck. When that bad boy showed up, life just got so much better.
Big smile. In
the neighborhood. When it showed up. And the guy would come up and talk to your mom.
I haven't even seen a Schwann's truck lately.
Oh, I've seen several.
There was a Schwann's truck here in June. And I was so happy. I took a picture of it outside.
Is there a way, anyone out there, breakers help us, to try to get the Schwann's truck to stop by? The ticket
before it ceases operation.
Before it ceases operation,
2 months.
What was it delivering?
What was it delivering?
Yeah.
Frozen items.
Frozen items.
Okay. Vegetables, ice cream.
Okay.
Frozen, so, you know.
All over the map.
Pizzas.
Food. Yep.
Ice cream was big. Remember, you know, remember the like those, what are they, like orange sherbet pop-ups?
Oh, those
you basically ate them out of a toilet paper roll. Is what it was. Like, that's what it was. It was a toilet paper roll, and you could push him up out of there.
It was like a...
Yeah. It was incredible.
Our driver was named Fish. His first name was Fish. Dead serious. He was
really?
for years in Beatrice. His name was Fish.
Really?
And he was just, again, the happiest
guy in the world.
You were always happy to see
never
him.
Never one time. Screw the Swans, man.
No.
Never been said.
You could have the full freedom to say, no, we got to buy something from Fish. We can't just
There's
say, no,
no
Fish,
chance.
We're good.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
Because is it, Jake, now... Is it just because people order stuff online now? DoorDash, stuff like that.
That's expensive.
I know.
I don't know. It still has a market.
Does it?
Because that's the question.
I mean, who's getting ice cream delivered to their house?
I don't think people are doing that. Right.
And so
that's the problem.
But obviously, they're crunching numbers.
Yeah.
Well, better times.
Better times. Don't even get me started on that.
All right,
I bet you David Bowie loved Swans, man. Guarantee he did.
That'd be awesome. All the money in the world. Yes, I use the Swans, man.
I would. That'd be the one thing that if I was
all the money in the world.
Oh, there's no doubt. If I was one of those, if I was what was it? Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
If I was him, I'd still have the Swans, man, stop by.
Maybe he'd buy the company.
Why would you not? If you're
Jeff
someone
Bezos,
like that,
save
Schwans. and you're making somewhere around what $100 million a day minimum, just off your investments,
that's amazing.
$100 million a day
minimum.
Why would you not just say, you know what? One thing we're going to save the Swans, man.
Yeah.
Just come in and just say, no, we're going to keep this thing rolling like that.
The answer to that is he didn't get to be a zillionaire by buying bad companies.
It's not a bad. Whoa, easy. We're taking shots at Swans now.
Hey, listen, I stepped away from what happened last night on the TV show with you, and it's going to come up now.
Let's get to that.
What happened last night on TV?
Yeah, what happened on TV?
Now hold on, I want to go
back. Steve was in charge. Steve was the main focus of Big Red Wrap.
I was not in charge. I was an interloper.
They get over 3 million viewers.
I was an interloper.
Yes. And I happened to be on a couple of
weeks ago.
What did I do, Jake?
You gave the big plug to the three-legged stool and the ticket.
I think I talked about my good friends at the ticket.
Come on.
You made it a priority.
How did you work it in?
They probably asked you what you were doing. No, it wasn't. I worked it in.
They said, Bill, what
Steve,
are you doing?
Steve did not even mention the stool. Didn't mention that he had anything to do with us as friends.
In fact, I had a Husker online shirt.
Did not mention a blue one. That's my favorite. It's a blue one. I get one a Husker shirt. Yeah, I just give me the blue one. Do you have anything in navy?
I didn't mention it, but Bill would tell you that we launched right into questions. And in fact, I wasn't ready for
that. But he found time to say it, though.
Yeah.
Bill did.
I don't know how I would have.
All right, so you're saying that they didn't ask me questions? Is that what they're saying?
Hey, they probably asked you what you're doing. Like, how are you doing? Mm-hmm.
And I let off with, I'm doing fine. You know Steve?
You know my friend Steve?
Yeah.
They would have been taken aback if I steered it to my personal life.
Yeah, everything's...
taken by surprise.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We're not mad. We're just hurt. We're not mad. Didn't mention Ben.
I didn't mention Ben.
Swoopy hair.
I didn't say anything about your gift of writing.
Gift of writing. His Tinder app.
Gift of gab.
You can talk about that.
Talk about his Tinder app. Yeah. Jake's problems. Jake's issues.
Could have brought that to the air just fine. The story, Big Red Wrap.
Bill's issues.
Yeah, all of our issues. Bring it to Big Red Wrap.
I've got deep issues. That's not even enough for discussion. It's not like, well, I don't know how he's doing.
That's not even up for discussion.
It's not up for discussion.
I'm the biggest version of day-to-day there is. People say he's day-to-day. That's Bill. He's day-to-day. That's what he is.
Hey, I meant on the Schwanz thing, a failing company. Is that better? A failing company.
The trucks
got to be failing somehow to be closing down operations.
Jake, think about this on the trucks. The big handles, those big silver handles,
and then on the side,
and they slam them shut because it's a frozen. Everything's frozen.
Yeah.
I mean, someone came up with an idea in the '50s. Hey, how about if we just get some mobile trucks and we'll freeze everything,
deliver to people,
and we'll go door to door.
It's a service.
You're not getting fresh produce. You don't need it. We get that to go to the store. Everything else we have right here.
It's interesting.
Come on.
It's interesting. It's a service.
RIP to the Schwanz.
How do we get a hold of the Swans, man? Ben, Ben, I know the right
now. Have you're, come you're, by the station.
We need to have
the
Schwann's man come by the store. So figure out a way to contact the local Schwann's man.
Before Schwann's closes down, please, yes. We need to buy something from them here at the station.
Yeah.
It's a priority.
It is disappointing and hard, sort of.
Life is changing. Life's changing.
Yes. Yes. Better times.
Hold it. Who sings that song? Ch-ch-ch-changes.
That'd be the great David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Like yesterday's song.
Yes. Yeah.
Rebel, Rebel.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
God, made me so happy.
That is
a happy song today, Jake.
Oh, yeah. It's a good song today.
Is it happy?
It's a good one. Okay. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray and bedliners, and more. Renewyourauto.com or 402-833-3858. Call or text. Yesterday, we heard from the coordinators and some players, Sip,
yes,
in the media session. For Nebraska football.
I heard the coordinators. I didn't hear the players.
You did. Okay. Yeah. Tony White, Marcus Satterfield spoke yesterday after practice. And it was kind of the same tone that you heard from Matt Rhule, from Tony White, not happy with the defense's performance against Illinois. Obviously, lots going for. I thought it was interesting to me.
What's that, Jake?
I don't have audio on this, but I'll bring up what I saw from Isaac Gifford, a guy I respect a lot, a great hardworking player. He said that Illinois punched Nebraska in the mouth. And they maybe weren't prepared for that. They were the aggressor in the game.
Yeah, and I thought MJ Sherman was interesting too. I think it must have been a follow-up question, like how'd that feel? And his retort was, "How do you think that felt?"
It's a great response.
Yeah, it is.
Fired back.
Yeah. Now you bring up an interesting conversation, Jake, because there are other pundits, Bill and Jake.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pundit.
Am I a pundit?
You are.
I guess. Yeah, definitely. Definitely a pundit.
Welcome.
It kind of excites me.
You're a pundit. Other pundits have kind of pushed back on the notion that Illinois was much more physical than Nebraska. That the thinking is that Nebraska was more out schemed. Now, Isaac Gifford, when he says punched in the face, that suggests to me they felt they weren't as physical. Oh, God, I wish I would have said this to this particular pundit. Rhule said twice we weren't as physical as Illinois. I'm going with physical. I'm going with they got out physicaled.
Yeah, that's what the coach is saying.
That's what the coach said.
They watch the film. They see the...
He said it twice.
And obviously, it didn't appear to me at all that it was just like this, just this physical...
Mauling.
I didn't see that.
Okay.
I didn't, but you can say punch in the mouth because they did have good numbers in the run game. And so there are some things, and they did a nice job versus the run. So that's always kind of where it comes down to.
I'm going to ask you an unfair question.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. Did Illinois' offensive line move the line of scrimmage?
I didn't see where it was like, hey, if they just run inside zones going for nine. Okay. I didn't see that. There were some things that went wrong, but I didn't see that.
Okay.
But like I said, but the numbers are what the numbers were, but because I would think You know, one of the concerns probably would have been more what the pundits say schematically. When they're saying schematics, they're probably talking about red zone pass defense. That's probably what they're talking about, because there was open throws because he had four touchdown passes. And so I'm sure that
suggests schematics.
And I'm trying to think of the fourth. I don't remember it. I really don't. I remember the
fourth.
I remember the.
It was in overtime.
Yeah, it was the quick pass.
I don't remember one of the four. I misspoke. Misspoke. I remember that one. And that was a wide open. The tight end, the one that I used the term power pass was wide open. The one to the big offensive tackle was wide open. Who was the other
one?
What was the other touchdown pass? Because I don't recall that. I know there was one. I don't remember what it was.
Right here. This is what Jake prints this out for. It was.
It was the first touchdown. It was a touchdown. Kind of a double move.
Oh, yeah.
Not only a double move.
When Pat Bryant
got open.
Yeah. Pat Bryant beat Tommy.
Yes.
Tommy's got a bad foot. Tommy Hill.
Yeah. So anyway, that was probably, if you're talking about scheme, that's probably what you're looking at. If you're talking schematics, is saying, hey, they had some easy access throws in the end zone.
Now, Nebraska got up and they were ready for Colorado. They were up 28-0. The stadium was on fire. Nebraska was ready for that football game. Tony White yesterday said they didn't have the same edge against Illinois like Colorado. Here is Tony White explaining that in the media press conference.
That's why they went out there today and wanted to compete. You know, that was the thing. And again, I know there's a lot to it, but you know, I put it on myself because, you know, you're calling the game in the first half and you're telling them, hey, I you guys ain't gonna run the ball, and they're not running the ball. You know what I mean, they're not running the ball. It was really the third downs that kept the flipping the field and kept them on there and all the plays and stuff after that first drive touchdown. And then, you know, you change it and say, hey, let me go after the quarterback a little bit more, and all those seams open up, and now you're like, okay, you know, now you're kind of playing chess with the guy and stuff like that. So, you know, half of that is on me, and then half of it is making sure that, again, we put those guys in those positions to go make plays, and that we got to give them the confidence to go out there and play, man. You know, they're not going to always be 100%, but the prideful thing about that is guys play so damn hard and so damn physical that they make up for those errors. You know what I mean? And just didn't feel like that chip on the shoulder, that edge was there like that. So,
Yeah, they got some things to think about. But this part of Nebraska's defense not getting off the field dates to last season. And I would talk about it all the time when I would explain, I don't think it's a great defense because there's too many instances where they don't get off the field. And even when they're getting off the field, now it's often after a fairly long drive. Rule mentioned that the other day, our offense is getting the ball deep in our territory a lot because we're not getting off the field. It's not this is the thing. It's not a total disaster. I mean, they're 31st nationally in yards allowed per play. It's not like they're getting crushed. It's not like Purdue, you know, which has given up 300-plus yards rushing the last 2 weeks and gave up 66.
Versus FCS, they're giving up 350.
And gave up 66 to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
It's not that.
I think it was 56 in the first half.
Yeah,
I think it was 56 in the first half.
So it's not like that. So sometimes I feel like there's a mild overreaction. I think it's not what we expected. So that's why there's some reaction.
But it was through two games, though.
Two
against
games.
UTEP and Colorado, the defense played very well.
Yeah.
You can't say the defense let you down. They were very good through two games. It was Northern Iowa and Illinois. Like the last two games, what happened?
Right. So what did
you have
happen?
A major injury that affected, you know, while you lost Nash or Ty. Those guys are still playing.
So what happened? Why haven't they got their edge back built? Does that just happen? It's just the nature of sport.
There's things within the game, obviously, but the biggest thing that stands out right away is that Illinois is offensively by far the best team that they played. They're better than Colorado.
They are.
Just because they could run the football.
Ooh, interesting.
They're better than Colorado.
You think so?
They're more functional. Okay. Now, I will say
That's an interesting statement.
Colorado is not the same team right now. When I watched them against Baylor, I was like, hang on now. This team offensively, they're calling, because we talked about in depth about Colorado, like they did not play smart football. Four wides, run game was so simplistic. It's way different now. They run the quarterback. They do this. They're throwing
quick
game.
Are they doing more in the run game?
More in the run game also. There's a tight end in the core. Mm. So they're doing different things because like that beat down by Nebraska taught them something. If we don't do this, we have no chance. Because they still got sacked a bunch. Against Baylor.
You wonder, too.
So they played a tougher team.
So yeah, that, I don't know. White, I will say this, just demeanor wise, seemed a little rattled to me. And then I guess maybe you would be, you know, lost a game he didn't expect. Maybe that's, he's not seen what he expected. He seemed a little rattled.
Well, we heard Matt Rhule on Monday loathe the tackling issue at Nebraska.
What did White say
about
that?
Here's Tony White, the DC, on Nebraska's tackling against Illinois from Friday, from yesterday.
Same deal. You know, again, you see, coach says, you know, tracking near hip, dominant contact. I mean, that showed up consistently, you know what I mean? And it's guys just not cutting loose. You know, they have a guy lined up. And, you know, they don't quite trust it. So then they start trying to cut a guy off. And then the guy cuts back on you and gains an extra 4, 5, 6 yards. You know what I mean? So just all things that you got to go back and say, are we working out enough? Are we emphasizing it enough? And are we demanding it enough? And so, you know, we started yesterday and with the emphasis on trying to fix those things.
Interesting. Yeah. So Bill mentioned it yesterday and I used it on Big Red Wrap Up.
Did you plug him though?
I did not.
Did not. He just
took the knowledge. It was like, my knowledge.
Took the knowledge and made it my own.
I got home as had some things I was doing, so we rewound it to watch you, and it was as if I was speaking. Simple spoke in my.
I think I told that to Sip yesterday.
I texted that to him about an hour ago. Yes.
There was no credit.
There's nothing.
I plagiarized him. I plagiarized Bill. No, I didn't. They didn't tackle well, but you can work on tackling, as Bill stated yesterday. Tackling can get better in season,
and you do it. He talked about just how you hammer it as a coaching staff and the importance of it. But the importance, so the term I use forever, and a lot of times it's more on sideline tackle or the last person like that. But he talked about tracking the near hip, and the term I used forever came out of my mouth 15 times a practice would be. Cutbacks or touchdowns. So you overrun something in the back or receiver's going to make that cutback move. That's where huge plays are.
And you know who's a good cutback runner? Yeah. Not Bill, I think, would know this. Devin Mockaby.
Purdue running back. Yep.
He's a good cutback runner.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
He's a good player.
He really is. He's very good.
Yeah, they run the outside zone, but he'll cut it back. Yeah. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Thank you.
Really? He asked me that question?
Okay. Now, I thought the overtime answer was good by White, too. What happened on the run play? I felt obligated to ask. And he explained it pretty well. Do you have that sound?
I don't think.
Walk us through it, Steve.
I have it. Yeah. Just had a mental breakdown. He said, Bill will understand this terminology. We got the ball viced inside. We didn't have the ball viced outside. Leverage issue.
Leverage, yeah.
That should have been a 2 or 3 yard gain. They ran that same play on first down, first play from scrimmage, in fact. Of the game, the first play from scrimmage on the game, it was a 2 yard gain. But they just, what happened is a D end in that 3-man front got sucked in, and then there wasn't, the safety was late. So that's what, I guess it just happened. What is it?
We have a comment on YouTube here.
The tube.
Yeah, I'm reading the YouTube here about
the tube.
This goes back to the fans' take on what the players have said about, you know, getting punched in the mouth and say, hey, you didn't arrive when you're 3-0. That's the start of the season. There's more to that.
Okay.
It's not, you're ranked. Okay, build on that. Mike says, being pissed doesn't mean anything. They were pissed about Michigan State last year after that lay egg on the road. They laid an egg after that. It didn't change anything for the team.
No. But I'm not going to be critical of the players for expressing their sentiments when they're asked. I mean, it's, you know, come on. Who is that?
That's Mikey Mike.
Mikey Mike, it's okay. The guy's got to say something.
There's not a great answer.
No.
There's not a great
whatever
answer.
Whatever they say,
people. So if you're extremely upset, and then you're upset that they're upset, or you play it very, you know what, things happen, move on. And then it's like, whoa.
You can't win. What do you say?
Right. I mean, and I know this. I've heard this sentiment that people are getting tired of hearing the response to losses. We hear that all the time. We hear the same thing over and over. Well, yeah, you do. Because it's football, and some of the responses are going to be very similar. Ben's learning right now. from
he's the, actually looks from he's, the best. Watching and listening over there.
He just called himself the best. He's learning from
he's
the best.
He's the sports writer of the year, Bill. He can't say that.
He just called himself the best.
It was tongue in cheek. It was tongue firmly in cheek.
Oh, that was good.
The quote of the day, I thought, from Marcus Satterfield.
What was that?
Quote of the day. Well, I like this.
Okay.
Let's do quote of the day from now on.
There are several things he said, but I think in general, people thought that, okay, there's two picks by Riola this year. They're both on balls that could have been caught.
Quote of the day. Totally agree with you on this. Go.
So he was asked about
those
passes and what should have happened. Here's Marcus Satterfield on Dylan's two picks and what should have happened offensively. Satterfield from yesterday.
Dylan's only two picks have been on plays that could have been catches too. Are those just cases where the receiver just says that's got
to
be my ball?
We have to get we have to fight for the ball. There's no other option. The ball hits you in the hands, you have to come down with the ball. That's twice it's been wrestled away from us, and again, that's not being treated lightly. You go get the ball.
Marcus Satterfield.
God, I went toe-to-toe with a couple of fellow sportsters on this, and they were like, come on, man, it happens. Yeah, get the ball. You're 6'4", 220. Come down with it. I mean, that's what the great ones do, and if you don't, I mean, you lose games. That's how you lose games. Sometimes I feel very good about what's going on over there, and that's in a case where I do, because they're telling Naylor, you got to get that ball. You got to come down.
And Lloyd, the first game, right?
I thought the same thing with Lloyd.
You thought originally that was was an underthrown ball.
I do. No, I still do.
But he should have caught it, though.
Yeah, I do think it was underthrown.
It was.
I can go,
but he should have caught the ball.
Yeah, he should have caught it.
Right.
Should have snatched it.
Yep.
Anyway, it's easier said than done. I get it. But you coached a team where guys, Justin Jefferson's coming down with that thing.
Jamar Chase, yeah.
They're coming down.
They did.
Now, I mean, Naylor, I don't mean to pick on him. He's their best receiver, but he's also their strongest receiver. Get it. I mean, use your strength. Look at his hands. Just you can come down with that. So that's it. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was a quote.
That
of the
was
day.
Quote of the day. I like that. We need to start this. That's a new segment for us. Quote of the day.
I thought that was really strong by Satterfield.
Catch the ball.
Satterfield also had a good quote about this overtime malady. Is that how you pronounce it, Jake? Malady.
That's right. M-A-L-A-D-Y. Ben, is that right?
Yeah.
Stay with us, Ben.
The overtime malady.
We have a word of the day.
Malady. This overtime illness Nebraska has, the numbers are this, Bill. They have lost 8 straight games in overtime. In fact, they've run 27 plays in those 8 overtime losses for minus 11 yards.
That's just impossible.
27
Come
plays.
On.
27 plays for minus 11 yards.
That might be the most remarkable stat. Just the fact, I believe, haven't scored, right?
They have not scored.
They have not.
No, when I say they, now you got to be, they said, like, this is not all on Coach Rule's staff.
No, this covers this multiple coaches.
This covers time, yes. Yeah. So this covers time.
Yeah, and this is why it's interesting to me when people say, they'll ask you, what's been the problem? Well, come on. You have to go to each individual occurrence, each individual team. Oh, get to Sean. We got to get to Sean.
We do.
God bless you.
Well, before that, though, you're hungry. You're hungry, Sip. Early Bird, 19th and K.
Get there today.
We'll be there next Tuesday for our show, 6 to 8. You can get breakfast burritos. You can get chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
Turned it around on you.
That was good.
Nice work.
Well, just so we know, me and Jake talked this through yesterday. Jake's going to do the new Smothered every Friday.
Yeah, once a week. I'll do that once a week for you.
Is that right?
Yeah, once a week for Friday.
Yeah.
So I will ask it. I will reverse the question.
You will.
And Jake
on Fridays.
On Fridays, and Jake will answer it.
We'll go into a California vibe on Fridays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Early Bird. Hash hole. Get him today, 19th and K. Early Bird, free parking, lots of parking, also in Iowa and Omaha. When we come back, Sean Callahan, Husker Online, an early break on the ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.